Being authentic is key to having a secure identity and trusting relationships. But the temptation is out there to be inauthentic. We have deep fakes, for instance, now, with videos that have the person in the video, but not what they are actually saying, but an amalgamation of things that they have said. And they use those different words to put together a message they want to put forward, usually negative, about the person whom they are making a deep fake about. Be careful of that, particularly during election season. We also see that in social media. Social media can be used for great things, and the parish participates in social media. We see it as a vehicle for evangelization, whether on Facebook, on Instagram, and YouTube. But we have to be careful. Everything that is posted on social media is not true. Even Instagram has filters that you can use to change photographs and staged photos on Facebook and Instagram to project something that probably is not true. Recent studies show that anxiety and loneliness increase or decrease according to the level of one's usage of social media, particularly among youth and young adults, because they are comparing their lives to what they see on social media, thinking that what they see is always authentic, and they compare themselves negatively as a result. Jesus said in the gospel reading, "Fear no one," and yet people are tempted to be inauthentic because they fear whether people will accept them as they are. Certainly, if we have negative traits that need to be corrected, we can't just say, well, that's just me. We need to correct them. You have a tendency to be annoying and want to gossip about people. That needs to stop. You can't say, well, that's just me there. But in terms of the gifts and talents that we have and the convictions that we hold, we want to be authentic, but the temptation is to be inauthentic because we don't think people will accept us otherwise. And those who use dating applications sometimes will choose someone to meet, and they see the photograph, and in reality, the photo is very different from what they saw on the dating application. The pastoral associate said, maybe I should take my old photograph off of the website so that when people come to Holy Family, they won't think I've given them a fake photograph. I said, well, it looks like me, maybe a little bit more gray hair or something, but nevertheless, we want to project what is authentic, and yet people want to succumb to the temptation of being inauthentic because of fear. We all want to be loved and to love. We are created in the image of our God, who is love. But love must be based on what is authentic. To love others, we will the good of the other for the sake of the other. We can't be fake about that. And there's nothing more devastating than learning that someone who said that they cared about you really did not, or it was based on a false notion that one projected about themselves, or in the relationships we have with others, they projected a false notion about themselves. Jeremiah speaks about in his prophecy the betrayal of people who knew him, and he expressed his disappointment about that to the Lord. But we are called to be authentic. We're called to be who God has made us to be, what God has given us the power to do. Last week, we heard about Jesus sending forth the 12, the apostles, to preach the gospel, to say in word and action, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I spoke about how this illustrates the fourth characteristic of the church. We say in the Creed, I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. And it's important for us to declare our faith, asking the Lord to help us to demonstrate that we are striving to be faithful after we leave this church, because we need to remind ourselves about who we are and what we are about in relationship to God and in relationship to one another as His church. And to be apostolic not only means the 12 apostles who were appointed by the Lord and the bishops who are their successors, who are called to keep us faithful to the teaching and the example of Christ in every age, but it also means that every baptized person is sent forth, which is what the word apostle means, to be sent out or to be sent for something, to be sent forth to be a representative of the Lord Jesus, so that people see within us, this is what a Christ-centered life looks like. Now, it doesn't mean we're perfect. It means we're cooperating with the teaching and the example of Christ so that we are His representatives in the world. But the temptation will be to become inauthentic when it gets difficult to have a Christ-centered life. And this is what Jesus is talking about now to the 12 in today's gospel reading, and what He says to all of us who are called to be apostolic, to be sent forth, to be sent out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For it's easy to talk about the blessings of God in regards to the wonderful relationships we may be engaged in regards to maybe material things that we have, certainly in regards to what the Lord is doing in our lives, saving us from the power of sin and death, giving us a framework for living that helps us to live according to our great dignity as children of God. In fact, some people are attracted to a strain of Christianity that says that if one demonstrates faith in God, nothing wrong will happen to them. They'll be preserved from sickness. They'll be preserved from poverty. And the greatness of your car and your residence and other things demonstrates the greatness of your faith. And when these things don't happen, people think they don't have a lot of faith. If difficulties happen in their lives, something is wrong with their faith. But those who preach that type of Christianity, which gains a lot of people, very popular, it's an inauthentic gospel. And we can see that in the gospel reading today, because there's some other promises the Lord makes. The Lord says we will be blessed. He doesn't necessarily talk about material blessings. He says earlier in the Gospel of Matthew, your life is more than possessions. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things will come besides. So yes, if we strive to be faithful to God, He will help us to be disciplined in regards to the use of our money, for instance. And that may have great consequences in terms of doing that. But Christianity isn't a money-making scheme. It's not a prosperity principle there. So he says, seek the kingdom of God first. And indeed, there will be blessings. First of all, salvation and other things besides. But Jesus also said in the gospel reading today, fear no one, because it's precisely because of your faith and because you are going to fulfill His calling to be sent out to be His representatives in the communities in which we live, that there will be difficulty. And he says, avoid the temptation to become inauthentic and reticent about who you are in God. because it may seem easy, but it will become very isolating because you want people to believe in you and to relate to you and to like you and to love you based on a very important part of your life that you've decided to keep hidden because you're afraid of what people will say when you say Christ and his church is at the center of my life. Oh yeah, there'll be difficulties when we do that. But I'd rather have that difficulty than the difficulty Jesus says will happen in our relationship with him. He's not talking about revenge when he says, those who acknowledge me, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father, but if you will deny me, I will deny you before my heavenly Father. He's not saying I'm going to be revengeful because you have betrayed me. He's going to say, I'm going to ratify the life you wanted to live. You did not want to live in union with me, and therefore I will acknowledge what you decided to do in life. And so Jesus says, it's time to make a decision. Either you base your life on a lie that God is not at the center of your life, or you base your life on the truth, on the foundation of his love, as we prayed about in the opening prayer today. And the rewards will be great. The rewards will be great. I've said often that, you know, when you get older, you kind of make a determination. Before I want anybody to like me, God already loves me. And therefore, I'm not going to be involved in any compromises in order for people to like and love me. Because if you want to like and love me based on making sure I compromise my convictions, you really don't like and you really do not love me. If you want me to compromise who I am and endanger my salvation, you don't really like or love me, even if you don't appreciate that at first. And so Jesus wants people who are authentic, and he says it is possible. Because God always demonstrates his authenticity towards us, his faithfulness to us, his goodness to us, his mercy towards us, his love for us, which is never withdrawn. And this is the basis from which we want to be authentic. Not to say that we're holier than thou, but to say, yes, indeed, I want to be holy. I belong to God. I'm blessed by that. I want to behave that way. And if that's going to be in the way of the relationship I have with you, then Godspeed and may the Lord bless you real good. But I have to be who I am. That's what Sir Jeremiah said in his prophecy. In the verse right before today's first reading, Jeremiah 20, verse 9, Jeremiah said, I'm so frustrated with this. I said, I'm not going to speak about God anymore. I'm so tired of these people who are complaining about me and who want to endanger my life. I will not be a prophet anymore. But the very fact of who I am in God is so compelling. It's like a fire in my bones, and I grow weary from holding it in. And I just cannot help being who I am. And then we hear again Jeremiah now saying, I hear the whisperings from every side. But Jeremiah, by that time, is secure in who he is, in God, and will not allow anybody's opinions that contradict God to shake who he is and his purpose in life. And that is what we are called to do in Christ. May God help us to live authentic lives and to fear no one, for fear leads us to live inauthentic lives based on the foundation of a lie that will crumble. For you will have to replace that lie with another lie to prop up that lie and the lie before that, and so on and so forth, and becomes a cycle. But the Lord says you can break out of that. The Lord says that if I'm tempted with that, which I'm not, I could break out of that. But the Lord says, have faith in God. Be confident in who you are in God, whether times are delightful or times are difficult. Be authentic, because he's always authentic with us.